probably heard it said that one's attitude affects one's health.
Yeah. If you maintain a positive attitude or mood, then you're less likely to get sick than if you're angry or depressed. I think that's hogwash.
Well, then, I guess you wouldn't be interested in hearing about a certain study that demonstrates that there is some truth in that old adage.
Fine. Tell me what you got. But don't expect me to be impressed.
Over 300 subjects were assessed in terms of their emotions for a 2-week period. They were assessed for positive emotions they might be feeling, such as vigor, well-being, and calmness, as well as for negative emotions, such as depression, anxiety, and hostility. Then they were each given a squirt in the nose of the virus that causes common colds. The interesting thing is that emotional states had no effect on whether or not subjects were technically infected with the virus, which is measured by evidence of replication of the virus in the subject's body.
Ha!
Hold up there. Emotional states did, however, affect the symptoms the virus manifested. People with more positive emotional states were less likely to suffer or complain about symptoms of the cold than people with negative emotional states. In addition, the relative health practices of positive versus negative people did not account for this result. So there really does seem to be a link between emotional state and illness.
I'm not feeling so well.
You could try being happy.
Bah, humbug.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Kara Wellman in psychology. You're invited to visit our website, where there are hundreds more moments of science. The address is amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.